Now this is guaranteed to have my dad call me after the show. I don't get it. You're just talking about stuff that no one can see.
Right. Right.
There's not a lot of content. I don't really. You're 81. Change the channel.
Funny, though.
Yeah, what's the twin score? Tell my dad what the twin score is, because he doesn't have a smartphone.
I would guess, though, the Bluetooth chewable spot's right up his alley.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
For joining the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, aka Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and let's get right to it, because we know our favorite listener, Lou Cove, is out there and he's just itching to get that twin score update. So unfortunately, Lou, check the scoreboard. The Twins are down 4-0 to the Red Sox, but we've got that 6.5 game lead. We're into September. I think things are looking good regardless of the outcome of tonight.
Yeah, play the sounder for Moose Soup Lady. Damn it!
Damn it! All right, well, we'll get there. We'll get there. September, wake me up when September ends, right? All right. So,
great point.
All right, well, we got lots for you tonight. We're going to do the Bets and Quotes updates, of course. We're going to do your thoughts. We've got some audio highlights from the State Fair shows that were completed over the last couple of weeks. We've got my favorite Mike Morris, the superstar story of all time, and we'll answer the trivia question that we posed to you a couple of weeks ago. So stay tuned for that. But we'll start, as always, with the Bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. We've had two new bets since the last time we did our show. Tommy and Sauce had a bet on the Gopher game. Tommy, shockingly, took the Gophers -14.5 against South Dakota State, and they didn't cover. They won the game, but they did not cover. So Sauce earned a $100 bill off of that game. And then Justin Konzemius and Ben Lieber resumed their annual weekly college football bet. This week, they went with the Auburn-Oregon game, and Konzemius had Auburn -3.5. Now, if any of you watched that game and watched it with the spread in mind, you'll note that Oregon had a big lead and continued to hold the lead 21-20 with just seconds remaining and Auburn in field goal range. Generally, a team will set up for the field goal, kick the field goal, and Auburn would have won by 2, and Oregon would have covered the spread. In this case, however, Auburn decides to chuck one deep, dude catches it, dives into the end zone, and Auburn, in historic fashion, covers the spread, giving Konzemius the win and you and I losses.
I was going to say, if I knew somebody who had taken the Ducks +3.5, they would have been plugging their ears there, wink, wink. That was pretty tough.
Yeah,
that was a tough loss.
that was my worst beat in a while. I was very confident in that one, and then it all kind of blew up.
It only could have got worse if you would have also had Northwestern.
That would feel
really bad for someone who would have had both of those as their two picks of the day.
Ooh, that one was pretty brutal. I saw lots of video highlights from that play. So Konzemius ekes out the win there, and he starts the season up one win on Ben. So $25 to the good there. So those were the two new bets. Obviously, the Charts Challenge kicks off on Friday. I'm assuming they're going to announce the punishment either tomorrow or Friday. I think they've got it all lined out. They're just waiting to announce it to all of us. So we'll be updating that, of course, as soon as we know what the punishment is.
Yeah, I can't wait to figure out what Chris Hockey's going to have to do at the end of the year.
Yeah, I bet he can't either. So this will be interesting. I don't think it'll be anything as bad as last year. I think we kind of jumped the shark with punishments last year, but should be fun nevertheless. So yeah, I was up in Minnesota over Labor Day weekend, and on the way back, that means I got to drive through the lovely state of Iowa, and I used to mean that sarcastically, and now, because there are legal sports books operating in Iowa, I truly mean the lovely state of Iowa. I stopped at Diamond Joe on the way back and checked out their brand new FanDuel sports book. It's pretty cool. It's a small space. There's not really a lot of room for people to just sit and hang out and watch games, although they do have a really big bar right next to the sportsbook area with a ton of TVs on it. So that would be an option if you're at Diamond Joe for any length of time. The coolest thing that they had there, though, is they had these kiosks similar to, you know, ATMs or some of the cash machines that you'll see in casinos. And they were completely self-service. You could go up and pick your sport, look at all the different odds. They had the futures, the game lines, the in-game betting. Every single bet that they offer was on the kiosk, and you can simply insert your money into the cash slot, queue up your bets, click place bet, and it'll print out your bet slip for you. You never have to wait in a line, interact with anybody. You can just go up and place your bets. It was super easy, super convenient, and I would absolutely love to see these roll out in other sports books across the land.
Yeah, I love that. I wish they would have had that at Planet Hollywood as well. But basically, they don't have the mobile gambling up until I think the first of next year.
Yeah, so that was kind of disappointing. They, you know, like William Hill, which operates in four of the casinos, including the one I went to the day that Iowa Sports Gambling opened, they have their app up and running. And in fact, I was able to blow through some money on the way home on their app as well. But yeah, the FanDuel one is not up and running yet, and the employees seem to think it would be up and running sometime near the first of the year. So if you're interested in the mobile gaming through FanDuel at Diamond Joe, you're going to have to wait a little bit on that. But the sportsbook itself is up and running, and like I said, those kiosks are kick-ass. I really do like those. So yes, definitely I give it 4.5 meat ropes out of 5. They would have gotten the full 5 meat ropes if they just had mobile gaming.
I like it.
All right. And speaking of betting on football, since it is the start of football season, I think we're going to do some locks of the week. So we'll keep track of these throughout the year and see if either of us is worth anything at all on our picks. But Dave, why don't you go first? Give us your lock of the week.
All right. Well, I got a game between the last year's AFC Championship game loser against the previous year's AFC Championship loser. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, favored by 4 points over Jacksonville in Jacksonville. I'm taking the Chiefs, and I'm passing the points. And I think 4 points, I mean, it could be, some could say it's a trap game, but 4 is not enough for Mahomes, Kelsey, and Hill and that talented offense. So I'm going with the Chiefs -4.
All right. Well, interestingly enough, Bovada has it at Chiefs -3.5, and that is my lock of the week, is the Chiefs -3.5. So we're on the same page there with the Chiefs and thinking that they're going to be able to cover their number in Jacksonville. If you're interested, though, since we did have the same pick, my runner-up lock of the week was Seattle -9.5 at home against Cincinnati. So if you're just interested in betting on what we're interested in, take Seattle -9.5 at home against the awful, awful Cincinnati Bengals. So, my official lock of the week will be the Chiefs.
All right.
All right, beauty. So yeah, we'll keep track of these throughout the year. And I'm also keep track of some other NFL trends throughout the year. So if anything becomes interesting that potentially could be profitable to you guys, I will definitely pass those tips along to you. So, but that'll do it for the bets update. Let's get to some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, folks, it's time for the quotes of the week. We had two solid weeks after a bye week to to figure out the top three quotes of the week, and we had some great ones. We will start at number three with meat sauce. I was actually live for this one, and it got a little heated.
Dude, if I wasn't working, I literally would beat the piss out of
you. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that was not a bit at all. that guy was, total douche, brought up, asked how Fallon was doing after going on about seeing the guys did, love the show and blah, blah, blah. And then it comes back with that. It was terrible, but I thought it was pretty cool of Sauce to just, flex on him. And he left right after the segment, so it was kind of genius.
Yeah, and I think we'll hit on that a little bit more in our State Fair update. So, yeah, definitely a quote-worthy quote.
Absolutely. Well, at number two this week, it's the king of quotes, Chris Hockey, with some help from Meat Sauce.
I'm a big fan of boobs in films.
Boobs can make a movie go from a 5 to a 6.
Yeah, and me from 6 to midnight.
Yeah, no, I'm well
Thank
aware
you.
Of that.
Right.
Yeah, standard Chris Hockey quote.
Of course.
Oh, genius.
Anything involving the boobs.
Right. Well, at number one, I think if this would have been earlier in the year, it could have been in the running for a State Fair t-shirt. But it was the beauty himself, Ryan Carter, at number one.
One of those guys you just look at and you're like, wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Did you like ask him to fire it up once or anything?
Jeez, man.
Now, as a former hockey player, hockey players always had the cool slang terms and words. And if you brought them up around other guys who, didn't play hockey, they just thought all the hockey slang was so funny. So asking him to fire it up is just like, basically comparing a crank to a lawnmower there. It was pretty funny.
Oh, it was genius line from Ryan. Ryan is a very funny guy, and he well deserved the quote of the week.
Absolutely. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, we are going to do our State Fair update with audio clips, and we'll talk about my favorite superstar Mike Morris story of all time. But I just had to throw this in there. It doesn't really fit with anything else, but last Thursday, he'll appear regularly on Wednesdays this year, but last Thursday, the Fargo Flash himself, Justin Konzemius, made his triumphant return to the Power Trip for like the 17th year. And there's just something right about, whether you love the Gophers, hate the Gophers, whatever, there's something right when Justin Konzemius is in studio. He's an awesome dude, and you know who he's going to pick, and it's just fun to listen to him. He's an awesome guy. And he kind of gave his season-long projection on how things would go for the Gophers, and Tommy was in studio, and it was just kind of fun to hear Charles Manson speak and hear one of Manson's followers listen along.
But when I really think what happens, when I start going more with my heart, is how I usually show up here on, mm-hmm. on Thursday,
correct.
And it will be Wednesday mornings going forward. Boy, what momentum can do to a season, mm-hmm. right? You roll through that non-conference, you take a week off, get the guys healed up. You go to Purdue, a team that's, also has a lot of preseason hype behind it, and you roll on the road, and you come back, and you start gaining momentum in October, and you get to that killer schedule in November with four teams all ranked in the top 25 right now. I go not just to 12-0 and to the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
College football playoffs. One seed, Clemson. Mm-hmm. Two seed, Alabama.
Yep, I can see that.
Three seed, Oklahoma.
This is happening, Paul.
Four seed, Minnesota.
Yeah!
Thing I've ever thought.
Woo!
Why not?
Why not?
I don't see why not either. I Goo-goo. Really don't.
Goo-goo.
Thank God.
Gotta believe, boys.
No, you do.
Gotta believe.
You have to.
How much meth do you two smoke?
No, let's go! So, man, I could run through a wall right now.
Love to see you try.
Yeah.
You could just hear Tommy just hyping up on that. That was so awesome.
Brandon Molesky, I got to believe that's got to be a number one seed or a top four seed in the tournament for the Boston State tournament. I mean, Justin Gazemius normally has his own bracket just for gopher predictions, but I couldn't believe my ears when I was listening in the car.
Oh, it was so beautiful, and he's just got Tommy right there just getting amped. You could just hear it through the radio that Tommy's just getting amped on that.
Yeah, and he loves Tommy. Also loves calling him Just.
Just.
You know, he shortens everything because he's a true millennial. Corey is Core. Justin is Just.
Yeah, it was a good moment, and it's so awesome to have the Fargo Flash back in studio. So always entertaining, regardless of which side of the gopher equation that you're on.
For sure.
All right. Well, the State Fair was happening over the last two weekends, and even though it just concluded, I have a feeling, Dave, the State Fair is just right around the corner.
Yeah, it's already right around the corner. Right after a hockey speech is finished.
Definitely. So we're gonna revisit the show. Hopefully, some of you got a chance to go. I know, Dave, we'll talk about to your experience in a little bit here. But the first show was the first Friday night. We've got four audio clips from each show. Random things that I decided to pull from the shows, you know, kind of some of the highlights or maybe some funny lines or things that happened. But one of the things for the listeners out there that have had the chance to see some of the live shows, whether it's, you know, Vegas or State Fair or whatever, is when Rosie gets introduced, because Rosie always brings the best out in the crowd, and there's just nothing like a Rosie intro at a live show.
Channel 4 anchor Mark Rosen, everybody!
Oh, he's coming out to the crowd, ladies and gentlemen.
He thinks he's Ellen.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him go!
Rosie, everybody! Are you not entertained?
It's so good.
I just love it. He always gets the Rosie chant from the crowd every single time.
Oh, that is so good. And he didn't avoid the fair this year.
He did not. He made his appearance. He was a good soldier.
Yes.
Well, somebody else that likes to make kind of a grand entrance or make his presence felt is, of course, none other than Tommy Olsen. And Tommy Olsen was part of the first Friday show. And I kind of liked when he was introduced and making his first remarks to the crowd.
I don't know what my favorite is. Like, look at this crowd. Woo! I love it. Hey, there's my dad up there. Hey, Dad, what up?
There's my dad.
Hey, Dad, what up?
What up, Dad? I mean, Tommy is totally the guy on the sidelines that the camera gets in their face. He's like, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Of course.
Oh, I thought that was brilliant. Hey, there's my dad up there. I had to throw that one in there as well. Of course, Tommy did his Tommy's Takes, and he had some good, you know, he had to do Tommy's Takes 2 days in a row because he was in the studio Thursday, and then he did the State Fair show Friday. So had to kind of divide them up a little bit, and of course had some very good ones. I just love this one. I don't know if I love the phrase as much or if I just love that Tommy loves it so much, but had to play this one.
Point, dude.
Great point. Oh, Sauce, best liner of the year. Hey, Dolly Parton.
Brilliant. Another State Fair t-shirt that we should have had.
Yeah. Hey, Dolly Parton. I almost like the way Tommy says it better than the way Meat Sauce says it on the soundbar.
Right.
good. Hey, Dolly Parton. And then last but not least, yet another Tommy one. I think Tommy kind of stole the show a little bit that first Friday, and got another audio clip from me.
Football team.
My favorite new bit of all time that you guys just came up with recently. Corey, you did it. Cash those tickets. Brilliant.
Such an inside joke, but we like it. Cash those tickets.
Cash those tickets.
Yeah, that should be the Vegas trip t-shirt for this 100%.
Year. 100%. That's exactly what my thought was. Cash those tickets. That's also my favorite new gift that I made, because I was able to get AJ's little video of Corey dancing, and then I've got cash those tickets on one side, and then like a spinning $100 bill on the other side, and I'm like,
yeah,
it's perfect. There are so many opportunities to use it too.
Yeah, that's money.
Oh, I like that. So yes, so that was night number one of the State Fair show. Night number two was the Friday night of Labor Day weekend. And it took an interesting turn. We kind of alluded to it earlier in the quotes of the week, but there was an a-hole at the State Fair that I didn't even grab his quote because I didn't want to dignify it, but I did grab the reaction to what he had to say because the reaction to it was worthy.
No. Oh, okay.
Oh my.
Dude.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, boo this man.
Wait a minute. What happened?
Oh my God.
Why am I just hearing about this now?
Dude, if I wasn't working, I literally would beat the piss out of
you. Oh my God.
And I'd help.
So
I think there's about at least 200-300 people there that were going to help with that one.
Yeah, I just, wow. And they kind of, I don't know if you listened to the after party from today, but they kind of rehashed it a little bit today too. And you could definitely tell that that struck some nerves. And rightfully so. I mean, it was one of those things. I mean, like, you know, I guess we can get your thoughts on it after this, but like, from my standpoint, just listening to the show, not actually being there, I definitely sensed like a total change in attitude from like a lot of people. Like the crowd didn't seem quite as enthusiastic after that. And Parrish felt like you could just hear how uncomfortable and awkward Parrish felt for the rest of the time. He was just like everything he said, it was just kind of like, okay, like, you know, I don't know if he felt bad that he was the one that gave the mic to that dude or what, but you could definitely hear it in Parrish's voice. And of course, Corey, being the guy to try and keep things on track, you know, he immediately tried to, you know, make the joke out of it and what, you know, the what happened and whatever. But I don't know. I sensed like a huge change in just the overall atmosphere of the evening.
Yeah, it did kind of die down after that. Obviously, you know, with Hawk not being there, and then with that comment, it would be, I know I would mentally be rattled after that. So it kind of took Sauce a little bit out of it. I mean, he was a good sport, and you know, it's just a douchebag move to do that. I still can't believe it. Riles me up. But but other State Fair shows I've gone to too, like normally everyone's hooting and hollering right away, and then it kind of dies. It kind of like everybody's still there, but it kind of, the energy slows down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the good news is they definitely, you know, kind of gathered themselves immediately after the initial shock of that. And they decided to retaliate just a little bit.
You should listen to 93X on Monday.
Well, why not listen to the Heartbroken podcast? I hear that's popular.
See, we can make fun of them. You can't.
You see how that works?
What, are you working Lifetime?
Oh, so many inside jokes. Look at the crowd wants more. Sauce, 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 sauce.
You pay the lady next to you by the hour?
Oh.
I'm not kidding you, dude. You should probably leave.
Okay. Now it's getting tight in here.
And let's change the subject. All right, what do you got?
He got some good jabs back in there.
Yeah, a couple good jabs. So, but they continued on, and you know, one of the things sometimes in a situation like that, you need the White Knight to come riding in on the majestic horse, and that's exactly what happened when Tommy Olsen showed up for a second Friday night in a row. Now, apparently, he didn't realize he was allowed to show up for the second night in a row, even though the State Fair is open to the public. But I loved how he asked if it was okay if he came.
Yeah, he didn't want to swagger jack the place.
Oh, my gosh. That was absolutely brilliant. Is it okay if I show up?
Oh, core.
But Tommy did show up, and managed to lighten the mood some, and even got a chance at doing some interviews and such. So let's listen to what Tommy had to say, or what happened when he arrived.
Oh no! Fire that thing up! Here comes Tommy Olsen for a second consecutive Friday. Uh oh. Human cocaine, Tommy Olsen.
Hey, gang! God, look at this crowd. This is bigger than last week for sure. Look at this.
So the funny thing was, is I was right online with him walking back in because Parrish had walked away. He was like, I'm done. Are you guys making fun of me? Blah, blah, blah. And it was like, okay, he's actually like going to go get a pronto pup or something. And then I just see Tommy out of the corner of my eyes. I turned around. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. And I started I thought I'd start recording on my phone, but I must have screwed up and took a picture instead. So I just got a close up of Tommy, like as he walked right by me.
Well, Parrish handed over his mic and gave it to Tommy to be the correspondent. And let's just say Tommy might not be the next Phil Donahue.
Brandon, where are you from?
Stuartville, Minnesota.
Stuartville?
Stuartville. Where's that?
Forever young.
The Rochester.
Thank you.
Stop it.
South of Chester, huh?
Yeah.
Chester, South Chester.
Sure. Yeah.
Is this geography class?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah.
It's okay. Captivating.
How close is the closest strip club? Beats me.
At least I got sauce a date.
Okay. Oh, really? Is that what we're going for?
Yeah, you're you ever... not them.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Especially wearing those t-shirts.
So his first opportunity, he goes up to the guys with the banana t-shirts on that said fire that thing up and asks where they're from, gives a quick geography lesson, and then asks where the nearest strip club is.
And he drops the Chester, another millennial shortening of a word.
Oh, South of Chester, eh?
Oh, Chester.
So yeah, that was a fun, lighthearted way to kind of end the Friday night show. So yeah, you were there, Dave. What thoughts do you have from attending the live show last Friday?
Well, it was just a blast in general. Got to meet Haley for the first time. Hung out with Smitty our good buddy Chuck Smitty
Yeah.
Walked around the fair with him for a little bit while after. I don't know. It was just a great time. Got to chat with Sauce a little bit and Corey. But man, I went and walked around with Smitty and got a beer after the show, and I think it was like at least an hour 15 after, they were all still there shaking hands and talking to people. I just thought that was super cool. I mean,
that's awesome.
They don't have to do that, so for them to stick around and hang out, that's pretty special.
Definitely.
Another fun note was too, so Sauce got matched up with this lady who wanted to go on the sky chair or whatever with her,
right?
Well, she was actually the one who took a picture of me, Sauce, and Smitty, and she screwed up and pressed the front-facing camera, so she took a picture of herself on my phone, which is really funny. Never heard the results of what their little date, how that went. But
apparently on Saturdays with Sauce, Sauce mentioned that he never was able to locate her after the show. So unfortunately, it doesn't sound like the Skywheel ride took place. But
damn it!
I know.
Also, if you listen to that show from Friday, there were two guys with Blue Chew softball jerseys.
Yes, yes.
Got to talk with them and got a picture of their jerseys. They're nice. Really cool guys. And yeah, they somehow like said that they listened to Power Trip or whatever and reached out to Jefferson Lines and Blue Chew. And so they both companies sponsored their softball team and like made them jerseys and everything. It was so cool.
That's awesome. That's
so
really
shout
cool.
out to those guys.
And my highlight of your trip to the State Fair was the fact that you were able to acquire for yourself and for myself Fan Jam t-shirts, and mine arrived yesterday, so a little on-air shout out to you for getting that for me, and that's my new favorite t-shirt.
Yeah, I did buy two of them, so I got a backup just in case anything happens, or you know, collector's item will be going on eBay for like $65 here in a couple weeks.
Definitely. So yeah. So sounds like it was lots of fun. A good evening.
It was. Good. Should have been there.
I know. I need to try and make one of those state fair shows. They seem like a lot of fun. All right. Well, one other thing that's going on right now is the whole Power Trip and hashtag Power Trip Initials competition to see who's going to get to come in, which Rube is going to get to come in and play the major a week from Friday. So competition ends this Friday. So if you're thinking of getting your submission in, get it in by Friday at midnight, hashtag Power Trip Initials. There have been some unbelievably good entries. You know, the thought even crossed my mind of submitting something, but I would get crushed by what I've seen so far. Do you have a favorite of the contenders thus far?
My favorite is Power Trip Button Bar Song. I know that was kind of the first one to really go viral. So I guess that's really my favorite. It's just so, you know, it's a part of his Twitter account that he created. You know, he made a song out of button bar drops. You know, and it was produced well and sang well, like that's pretty good. The South Park video is pretty good as well. But yeah, I'd say my favorite right now is the Power Trip Button Bar.
Yeah, the South Park one's really good. It was just, I don't know, there was something about it, like watching it. It was so awkward to hear like their voices coming out of those characters when you're used to their normal character voices. So it was just a little, I mean, it was so well done, but there was something a little odd about it to me, but I don't know, personal preference there, but it was well done. It's definitely, you know, top five easily of the submissions. I kind of like the one that was like the rap song where he went through the initials from A to Z, but you got to B and you left out bets. You got to G and you left out gambling.
Did he have quotes in there?
I think he did mention quote. Yeah, the quotes was in there. Like,
I'm a big fan of that one.
But I'm like, one of the key topics on this show is gambling, and you had two letters that you could have mentioned gambling on. So that one lost my vote. I think my leader in the clubhouse is the same, Power Trip Button Bar. It was genius. It was like you said, it fit the bit, you know. It's his bit and it fit perfectly with what he does. So I'm all on board with Power Trip Button Bar at this point. There's still a couple of days. I have a feeling there's probably a couple people with some good ones that are just holding them up for that very last day to just drop it on everybody. So it'll be interesting to watch Twitter over the next couple of days and see if we get some shockingly good last second entries. But man, shout out to all the ones that I've seen. You guys, fantastic job on those. I mean, the Rubes are creative and talented. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with something super creative and just didn't get around to it. But yeah, I'd probably be terrible at initials anyways. I normally don't get more than two or three.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I like that Corey pointed that out today, too. Is like, I hope the people that are submitting these are like legitimately decent initials, because there's absolutely no correlation between their creative entry and their initials ability. So they kind of have to self-scout themselves. And yeah, I mean, the whole point of it was to get a Rube that was competitive. So which is why if I had entered and by miraculous chance had won, I was going to give my entry to Mr. Z, because I feel like Mr. Z would actually give them a run for their money. But remains to be seen there. But yeah, I hope whoever wins it obviously will deserve it, because the ones that have, I mean, they've just been so brilliant. So the winner will definitely deserve to win. I just hope they're good at initials.
For sure.
All right. Well, last thing we wanted to get to end the show today was my favorite superstar story of all time. And that, of course, requires a trip down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
Thank you, Dark. So this goes back to, I believe it was the summer of 2012, could have been 2011. Superstar took a trip out to Colorado with his girls, and he ended up at a candy store out in Colorado. And I don't, there's something about this story that I love. I've listened to the story dozens of times before. I've broken it up here into three segments so we can kind of talk about it a little bit in between. But yeah, this is just Star's little trip to the candy store with the girls.
I took my daughters for a little run to the chocolate factory when they were on vacation. It's the same place.
I know.
I'm so happy to be able to do that for them until I got to the counter.
Oh.
They pick out one enormous sort of Rice Krispie treat, white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
They each get a square of it. Mm-hmm. And I get this huge, like, oversized Reese's peanut butter cup. It's a little bigger than the big chunk one.
Right. Sure.
I get to the counter, and that bitch behind the counter.
Jeez.
Like it's her fault.
She's doing her job.
I don't know whether she made it and had to be paid separately away from the candy, but this.
Okay.
Floozy.
Okay. She threw one over you?
And that's really the funniest line of the whole story. But oh my god, I died the first time I heard that. And that bitch behind the counter.
That's what I brought up a couple weeks ago. There's something about the word bitch, hearing the word bitch or whatever in a story on the radio that just gets me to laugh.
I just absolutely was not expecting him to say that. And yeah, just and you can hear him right before it, he pounds the table. He just, that bitch behind the counter. So yeah, so the story continued, and Star wanted to play a little match game to see if we could determine the correct price that bitch was going to charge him.
She rings it up. Three.
Is she the owner? Is it her? She's not like she's pricing it.
The privately owned
place.
Mr. Wall.
So she probably was the person depending on deciding the price. Okay.
Well, let me tell you the price. let's see if you can match my words.
Sure. So hang on, how many pieces of
hit the music?
But it's the music. It's how many pieces of the Rice Krispies?
So two of those,
two Rice Krispies
and
bars,
and one thing for me. I'm like, okay. We just came out of Subway. Hey, little sweet,
sure.
Little,
yeah.
We're gonna feed the sweet tooth.
Sure. All right. What do we think, guys?
So, okay,
two Rice Krispie bars.
We're talking about
Reese's peanut butter cup bigger
that
than
bitch.
The,
so listen, here it is.
Okay.
Look, check it out.
All right, I'm gonna guess
Rice Krispie. That's the size of the Rice Krispie.
Sure. That's a pretty good size.
Of course,
Rice Krispie bar.
3D.
Yeah,
3D then,
and white chocolate on top, right?
Yeah.
All right,
and like an oversized chunk.
Sure.
Of... Okay.
All right, everybody,
so
get their guess.
You got the whole
idea. Everybody, write down their guess.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna say.
Sorry, you don't have to guess.
No, I know it. I'm writing your prices down.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right. So you heard the description. What price would you put on that?
What do I think it was, or what do I think it's worth?
what do you think it was? Because that bitch apparently charged quite a bit.
I'll bet it was $8.
Well, there was his oversized Reese's thing, and then there were the kids' Rice Krispie bars. So you're thinking $8 for each thing?
Yes.
Okay, so like 24 total. Okay. And I loved it too, because I love that match game music whenever they're guessing on something. They haven't played that in a while, but that used to be Corey's thing all the time, because Corey's always the one where, you know, he knows the story or whatever, and he wants everybody to guess. And I loved how Star was like, hit the music. So, yeah, so $24 is your guess. Let's see how close you get.
Okay, I got my guess.
Me too.
Sauce, you ready?
Yeah.
What'd you
okay,
say,
so Sauce? Wait. So now three pieces of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Two
sure.
Oversized Krispy treats and a big Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
One cup.
Sauce, what's your guess?
$39.50.
I said $34.
I said $19. There's no way it's $34.
Corey Cove is almost dead on it. $32.71. $32.71. And I looked at that woman like, are you kidding me now? What are you going to do? You're going to tell the kids they can't have them?
Sure. Because they're over $10 a piece.
I'm like, you know, I look at the gal and I look back and I give her the money. I had her two 20 spots and she gives me some chump change back. And I go, well, girls, enjoy.
That's unbelievable.
Man, I couldn't believe it. I mean, what's in these things?
I never
tried
meth. How good?
Probably so damn good.
So yeah, you weren't that far off. That was that's a pretty good guess. Great story. I'm just picturing that, and it's what do you do in that case? Your kids, you promised your kids this great treat. What are you gonna do? Say you can't have it? So.
Right. Oh man.
Great story. So, all right, we love those superstar stories, and that one's my favorite. So. All right, well, Dave, hey, a couple weeks ago, we threw out a trivia question to the Rubes. Do you have the answer to that question?
All right, so the question was, Corey Cove used to regularly list the five worst things on the planet, excluding the fourth thing in which he cannot name because he would be fired. And the answer is racism, oppression, violence against women, fourth one, I obviously can't say, and rapping about sports.
That is correct. All right, so we had two correct answers out of that, so that was kind of a stumper. And Dan G is our winner, so congratulations, Dan, for getting that correct. And you know the rules. If you see us at some public event, we will buy you a drink. Dave, did you have to pay off any drinks at the State Fair?
I didn't. Fortunately, I think we've had a lot of trivia questions, so we got a lot of digital coupons to collect.
I know we're the liability side of the equation keeps growing every single time. But,
yeah, Vegas is going to be a bitch.
But definitely, if you see us out or whatever, we will definitely make good on those. So so hit us up on those. But congratulations, Dan. And we'll come back with another trivia question here in an upcoming episode. And speaking of upcoming episodes, we're hoping to bring you part two of the Meat Sauce interview next week. I know a couple of you asked about that on Twitter. You're like, hey, you had part one, and where's part two? Well, we're hoping to get that delivered to you guys here with the next episode. That's our goal. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets. I am stoked for the football season, stoked to do some gambling, and stoked for the Charts Challenge. So stay tuned for all of that stuff. Thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.